Good morning, everybody. This is Udonna Power in Los Angeles, and we're so excited to be here. I'm really excited to be here. I get to talk about something that has totally transformed my life this morning. And I want to say thank you to all of you who show up on this call every Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Pacific time. You show up with singing and laughing and good cheer and decisions, and we're all here to learn and support one another. What an amazing tribe this is. What an amazing community. It keeps this ship stable. We're in business for ourselves and not by ourselves. We're here with a group of people. It's the consciousness of all of us, the awareness coming together that inspires and reignites and energizes all of us and keeps us moving in the same, the right direction for all of us. So I just want to say thank you to the man who put these calls together. And for the brand new people, he's been a pillar in Isagenics since, I think he came in the second year after we had started, somewhere around 2004. But he has always jumped up to contribute and to help. He helped, I remember seeing him as the first leaders in New Year's kickoff, which was the first, I forget what they called it back then, because I'm just thinking of it off my head, but we were all sitting at big tables. There weren't enough of us just to put solid chairs in. They needed to use up the room. And Jim and Kathy were presenting, and they were doing something and needed help, and guess what? I saw him jump up from the back of the room and rush to the stage to help. And that's what we all want to be, those kind of people who jump up and rush to contribute what we know. And boy, has this transformed his life. So I want to thank him for sharing right across the board, not just to his own team, but to all of us, and supporting us all in amazing measure, and say thank you to the amazing Lainey Evans.
Udonna, thank you so much. Oh my gosh, so many memories just popped right back into my mind. I'm so grateful for all of it and all of you. Guys, thank you for being here today. Wow. You know, it's fun. I love firsts, and I also, lasts are good too. So the last day of the month, just, you know, all the goodness that you shared, you know, there's a moment to evaluate and see if you did all your goals, and there's a moment to also set those new goals, and then give true gratitude for the gifts that you did give for the whole month of January. It's the last day, the 31st. So let's breathe in gratitude for this first month of this banner year on three. One, two, three, breathe in. And breathe out. Just real quick, one little key that I'm going to be teaching on a lot is this idea of the same amount of time that you breathe in. If you can consciously match the same amount of time out, then you will not be left with stale air. It's a very interesting concept. I'll be talking more about it, but for now, let us drink. I'm going to drink the rest of my Knox. Gosh, guys, thank you so much for being here. I have been so excited about goals and things that I've been doing differently, and this morning did 5:30 a.m. yoga. It's 4:30 a.m. in California. Just to put into perspective. And you got to get up an hour early to get ready for the practice. So, you know, that's a commitment. And I'm just so grateful because so many things are coming to me in these early morning hours, and I'm just so grateful. So with that, guys, thank you for showing up. Dave MacArthur rocked our world yesterday. And so grateful for Dave and each and every one of you for showing up and everything that you're doing. And so, because it matters. You know, everything does matter. And so with that, though, today I'm so excited. It's a Tuesday. Something Udonna said, has been saying, and has really helped me understand one of my roles is I love putting together conversations. I love putting together people that can have a really great conversation. And being part of the conversation means listening, and study, practice, teach, share, on all of our ends. And I think that's so beautiful. So I love being part of the conversation with you, Udonna. And, you know, I for the people that are new, you know, Udonna, gosh, I don't even know where to begin with what she's done in this life, from Hollywood to playwright to me watching her on Happy Days. Like, because I never missed Happy Days. Come on. I never missed a rerun of Happy Days. Never. growing up, you know. So, Donna, you're just kind of famous. You're famous in my world, and I'm just grateful to be a part of the conversation with you. So I want to turn the call over to you now.
Oh, thank you. You know, and I remember going out on that audition. It was just a vivid memory, and I was wearing a little beret, a little black beret, so I would dress the like a beatnik, you know. I thought, oh, that looks good for me. It was before I started this serious exploration and meditation myself. I think it was just my calling. But, you know, we never know. I mean, I remember it like it was yesterday. I remember seeing Henry Winkler opened the door out at Paramount for me and welcomed me in, and he was dressed like the Fonz. I thought he had the skinniest face I'd ever seen. I thought maybe he got it caught in a door or something. That was but I remember doing that. We had so much fun. And in the ensuing years, I did another one after that. But you never know. We're so immersed in our lives. We never know the impact that we're having and what's going to carry us and what's going to be remembered. We just have to jump in and live our lives and do whatever is in front of us with our whole heart and our whole soul and our focus and our concentration. And I can't remember who said it as we got on the phone this morning. He says his was make a decision. That was his happy word, decision. Make a decision. And I had made a decision. I can't even remember how old I was that I was going to be an actress. I loved acting. And just reminding me of that. And people used to recognize me in airports from that. And I could tell by how old they were, you know, whether it was from that or from something else and for a commercial or something. But anyway, fun. Thank you. This has been a banner week for me. I've discovered two things that are just outrageous. One has just shifted everything on a dime, and I've got to share you, and it's vitamin F. Okay, I'm going to be talking a little bit about that. But first of all, I want to make sure that everyone is out and using ISA Tools Pro, ISA Tools to Go. I've got ISA Tools Pro, but I've been going through it on my literally everything on my iPhone, and Harry's been telling me about this. Harry from Saskatchewan, he was part of the beta team on this. I've been going through it on my phone and on my iPad, as well as going through it on my computer. A little bit different on the mobile devices, but that thing is spectacular. And I'm going through all the movies. I'm just sitting there. You know, I'll wake up in the morning really early, and I'll lay there in bed and continue going through all the movies. It really is spectacular. Have you gone through it yet, Lenny? Have you taken a look at it? Are you there? Have you looked at it?
You know what? No, you know what? That's on my do list for today. I have not downloaded that yet, so today's the day.
Okay.
So this is perfect that you're teaching it.
Yeah, and it works on the iPad. It doesn't work on other tablets, but it works on other phones, from my understanding. I've got an iPhone and an iPad, as well as Apple computer, so it all kind of works together. But I want to invite all of you, because oh my gosh, we were sending out emails and stuff like this. I can pick up my phone and pull up. I can make a little campaign of different videos and a PDF, and I can put it exactly into it and send it out right to them right then. And as Harry says, you know, when people take a look at it, because I put my kitty cat in, Pearl Power. I put Pearl in. Pearl passed away last year at 20 years old, but I still use Pearl when I'm signing up for things. So when something comes to Pearl Power, I kind of have an idea who it is. Anyway, it's pretty remarkable what's going on there. So I'm maybe not, I've scratched the surface. Just so you know, when you get out online and see that there's contact numbers, the customer service with ISA Sales Tools is spectacular. It's really great. So you don't have any problem with that. You know, you just dive in. You're not going to know what you're doing for a little bit. And it's just a learning curve. So just slop around in it like a toddler learning to walk and just figure it's going to be, you're going to come up with it. But it's pretty, holy mackerel. I'm looking at what they did and I'm thinking, this took, I'm astounded. They took everything and put it all in one place and made it so easy. This company makes tools that are so cutting edge. It's breathtaking. So I just wanted, that's what I want, one of the one things I want to say, because that's shifting everything for me, and it's really exciting. But then something else happened. It was last week, and I have no idea why I picked up this book, but sometimes I'll just download a sample of something that looks intriguing, and I'll start reading the sample. I'll read a couple of samples, and I'll choose the one that I really like on the subject and read that one thoroughly and start implementing. But this one is called Take a Nap, Change Your Life. And I want you to write that down, Take a Nap, Change Your Life. And it's a woman, written by a woman, and I don't want to put this quote down, it's on my iPad, but it's by a woman who's a scientist about napping, not just sleep, not just overnight, but napping. And she, as a scientist, wanted to do something that could contribute to a lot of people, not just study, you know, very obscure psychological things that, you know, so she was working on something having to do with brain chemistry and schizophrenia or something. She says, how can that help a lot of people? And she said that could help a small sector of people, but she wanted to help a lot of people. And so she literally was, you know, somebody was doing some sleep studies, and she thought it was really interesting. And her father had been a big napper, and she never liked to nap because she was like all of us in our culture. We push and push and push. Oh, we'll get some more caffeine. Oh, we'll get something. We'll push us through. Oh, we'll get us. So basically, she said, well, what about naps? He said, well, we don't study naps. We don't study napping. We're just talking about sleep at night, overnight sleep. And so she's decided to study napping from a scientific point of view and what it is and how, what it does. And I got to reading this, and all of my brain started going ding, 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 because I've mentioned many times I like to stay up very late and write. But during the day, I'll need a nap, and I'll feel guilty about it. Well, I'll take a little nap or something like that. And but I never really thought about programming it in. And here's something that she says. That there's so many things that I want to quote from her, but I couldn't write them all down. But she said, imagine yourself in a perfect world. Your mood is positive. Your brain is operating at maximum efficiency. Your body feels healthy, energetic, and agile. You've got enough time to complete all the tasks at hand and still enjoy the company of family and friends, and every single one of your goals is attainable. And in this wonderful land of well-being and imagination, you enjoy a well-balanced diet, which we get. We get enough exercise, breathe clean air, and spend quality time with friends and family. And what you are not doing is walking around tired. She said, our whole culture, our civilization, so many people are sleep deprived and walking around tired and pushing themselves on with caffeine because they say, oh, I'm going to go sneak a nap, or people are embarrassed to take a nap, or like, oh, gosh, I'm going to go, you know, I'll just, they are, it's not a part of our culture to do that. And Winston Churchill always took a nap. And here's one of his quotes. He says, we are not made to work or even play from 8 a.m. until 12 midnight. We ought to break our days and our marches into two. And he gets down. He would get down and take a nap. And so would John F. Kennedy, Albert Einstein, Leonardo da Vinci, Isaac Newton, Napoleon Bonaparte. Napoleon, he would take a nap right on the battlefield. Because what it does, and they found a 20-minute nap, it puts us through all the stages of sleep. And you can even design a nap to because what they found out, and I'm not going to go into the science of it right now, but if you're interested, I would say get the book, Take a Nap, Change Your Life. It's so simple. But what they would do is they noticed that the first little first stage of going into sleep is where you go into that kind of magical dream world, which I people have made fun of me. The only argument that I've had with Josh, which wasn't really a big argument, but was that I fell asleep in the movies. Well, I've been sleep deprived for a long time. When I started here with Isagenix, we were Peter Greenlaw, and he says, I only sleep 5 hours a night. I said, I'm only going to sleep 5 hours a night. I mean, that's what I decided. And whoa, that's all I need, 5 hours a night. Well, I should do 4 hours a night, something crazy like that. Not understanding the consequences. And not understanding how alive and how vibrant just 20 minutes can do. And if people are having, and I know that Josh was working, he's had trouble getting to sleep because, and he's on Isagenix, but he was working double shifts out at Warner Brothers, and then he put his own studio in his home, and he's got so much work coming in that he and his son are working, you know, literally around the clock. So on Sunday, I said, well, let's just take a nap. And we took a nap. It was like an hour and a half. It was great. We went to exercise and took a nap, and then we both went back to work. Well, he went back to work and, you know, finishing up a show in his home studio. And then when he went to sleep that night, he said he got to sleep really easily because what happens if you're sleep deprived over a long period of time, your body is revving up so much inside that it won't let you go to sleep when it's time to go to sleep. Anyway, the science behind this and the different stages of sleep are such that you can design when you want to wake up, how long a nap you want to take, and what time of day you want to do it in order to rebuild your muscles, get your coordination better, faster, or to be more creative. So you can design it according to, so what's happened is, and you can probably hear that there's more energy in my life right now because I've been taking naps for the last week, and I will program it in. Not just about exercise, I will say, okay, and now it's time for my nap. Between 1 and 3 is probably the best time to do it because of the circadian rhythms and the balance. There's a whole science to it. And I've read the book, I've read parts of it twice, now I'm reading it again a third time, so I really understand it and can speak about it intelligently. But all I know, it's changed my life. And a lot of times when we reach for sugar or things that are carbohydrates, we're just trying to get ourselves some energy so to perk up so we can keep going. When in fact, we could sit down and just go, oh, take a short snooze. Sometimes I've got some audios that I put on that take me down for 10 minutes or for 20 minutes or things like that. And I have these little things I made, these little eye puffs that go over on they're filled with flaxseed. I made them out of bamboo knit. Oh my gosh, they're so comfortable. Filled with flaxseed, and I put them over my eyes, and everything is gone. And she suggests all of that. And it's not just for grown-ups. It's for kids, children, always are taking naps. Kids are not getting enough sleep now. Remember nap time in school? And young people in college, they say, oh, it's a badge of honor to go around tired and to study all night and down, you know, whatever they're doing, to stay up all night. Our brains do not work well. The guy who was doing, who ran Exxon, the Valdez, and made that huge oil spill, he had been up for 18 hours. He couldn't think clearly. If we don't sleep for 24 hours, it's as though, and I forget what it is, but we've been having alcohol. I don't know a whole lot of levels about alcohol, but it's like you're really too drunk to drive. If you haven't slept in 24 hours, you're too drunk to drive because our brains can't function, but a 20-minute nap during the day. I mean, she was talking about different people who have in different families. They all get together and nap together or read together. People used to tease me because I would show up at places, and as soon as I sat down in a nice, comfortable room, I'd doze off. And they were saying, right on, that's great, because you're taking a nap. Your body needs a nap. Anyway, so my energy has skyrocketed. I'm feeling bright in the afternoon. I feel great. I'm going, oh my gosh, this is the other part of the equation. This is vitamin S. Well, it's vitamin N as in nap. because it is such a profound, it's just a 20-minute nap. Or you can do whatever you want, 40-minute, 90-minute, whatever you want. And I, if you're interested in that, because I got to tell you, we are a culture, and I know that women in particular, they're taking care of everybody. They said women, when their baby goes down, they say, oh, now I can get all the housework done. Nope. Here's what to do. When your baby goes to sleep, you should go to sleep too. Just rest for another 20 minutes. Something like that. Because women, I mean, we're all so fried. People are working 2 and 3 jobs. Women have got kids, and it's running them here and there. It's really important to understand what a contribution. It's like going to drink from the well. Anyway, it's not just sit and meditate. I thought, oh, I have to meditate, and I'd get, if I fell asleep when I was meditating, I would say, oh, bad girl, bad girl. Now get up and wash your face and just, no, meditate. Going through those stages of sleep, your body isn't just going unconscious. It's doing some very important repair that needs to be done. It's repairing the physical body as well as the mental body. Our brains use up 25% of our energy, something crazy like that. And if our brains are not rested, we start flagging. We start getting slower and wanting to reach for something that's going to pick us up. Why not take something that's really cheap? It doesn't cost anything. It's so delicious to lay down during the day and to take a quick nap. And so refreshing. There's something about it. And to find out, not only is it legal to take a nap, I mean, even if you're working, you can go down into the parking lot and sleep in your car, you know, for 20 minutes. But I would invite, if you don't do it, if it's not something you've ever even considered, that you consider it and you try it for a week and see what happens. And anyway, that's what I had to say. Lenny, it changed my life, and I'm turning this back to you.
Oh, my gosh. I am so excited. I'm dancing around. I can't wait to go buy this book. I love it because yesterday, right before my nap, you know, we don't talk about this very much because we do live in a society where we work all the time.
Yes, yes.
All the time.
All the time.
You know, it was fun. I got to share this real quick because I'm so excited about this topic because I've been taking a lot of naps lately, but it's not something you talk about it because it's not something that you think is, you know, because here's the thing. When I lived in Peru for a couple of years, and they all took a siesta,
yes.
The whole nation, the whole country, the whole village, any little city we'd go into, if it was after lunch and before about 3, the doors to the businesses were open, but everybody was asleep.
Bingo.
And I thought it was because they ate these big meals and they needed to go sleep. But, man, this is really revolutionary. And last night, right before my – and I'm going to get your opinion on this. But right before I took a nap yesterday, because my body told me it was time to take a nap or whatever, and I started listening to Neville Goddard on the topic of meditation. He says the two most important times we have – is that little bit of moment right before you fall asleep and that little bit of moment right as you come to. And that can absolutely happen during a nap. This is really, like, really important, Yudana.
It is important. And so now you've got that 4 times a day and you're a little bit more alert. You can, and I'm making audios of my visions of what I'm doing so I can put my vision in with my sleep music underneath it and just say,
nice.
You're now this and you've got this and I can be talking to myself, going over my vision and during those, you know, while you're going into sleep state. But see, you get up so early, of course you need a nap.
And no doubt.
You need a proud nap. We need to be proud nappers.
Now, hey, in this book, I'm hopeful that there are kind of steps, or she kind of teaches you how to do it.
Yeah, you know, get the book. I've read 2 books. This is the best. This one is the best so far.
What's her name?
Take a nap, change your life. Let me go back to what's her name? I'll have to get it. I have to put it.
Dr. Sarah Mednick.
Okay, good. Oh, good. How did you find that?
I went to Amazon.
Okay. Yes. 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 Yes, Sarah Mednick. Oh my gosh, yes. And it's profound. So go, and I downloaded it on Kindle. I might get a book of it just to come back and just highlight and underneath, you know, because I really want to understand the sleep stages because, you know, this is really important and you hit the nail on the head. Nobody talks about it. And we're all sleep deprived, or most people
well,
running around
look
are sleep
at it,
deprived.
We almost look at it as a weakness.
Yes,
you know,
and I think Brené Brown mentioned this. We call it a badge of honor to be overworked and tired and stressed. Oh,
right.
It's a badge. No, it's not.
Or we brag. Or imagine if you've ever done this. They say, "Oh, I do just fine on five." Like it's almost like a boastful thing, which is completely not a good idea. So anyway, this is awesome. I can't wait to get it. Thank you. Who was that told us the name?
Gino from Wisconsin.
Yay,
oh, right
Gino.
On, right on.
Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, well,
thank you
for that. And I am grateful that, guys, Donna, thank you. Thank you for always bringing such a beautiful message and just really just speaking from your heart and anything that's working for you because, man, you seem like you're back in your 30s. And I didn't know you then, so. Maybe that's a... Not as good. I don't know.
Thank you.
You are amazing. Thank you, guys. Let's do a 1-2-3 Isagenix. Let's not forget to jump on Rhonda Collier's call called Playing the Field with the Pros for business training and motivation and mutual skills. And we're just so grateful for everything and all of you and this one tribe. And I'm going to unmute the lines and let's cheer our Isagenix. And blessings, guys. And don't forget, tomorrow is the first. So let's really get serious about what's going on this 30 days, right, for you. Okay, so here we go, guys. Hold on. All right, we are live. Let's do it. 1, 2, 3.